We've talked quite a lot on this program about trucks and buses hitting railway bridges and what can be done to prevent it. Dangly metal rods now hang from overhead gantries as a way of forewarning tall vehicles at many of these bridges. And now the latest weapon appears to be clearance cameras. I saw signs yesterday at a rail bridge in Indooroopilly. Since then, I've been told about one in Oxley and another in Sherwood. But what are the cameras for? I mean, if you're stuck under the bridge, there's plenty of time for authorities to arrive and get a photo of you. And if you don't get stuck, well, then surely they don't need your picture, do they? Paul Scurrer is the CEO of Queensland Rail. Paul Scurrer, welcome once again.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Just before we get to these clearance cameras, sure. You told us back in December about level crossing cameras, and people might have seen a TV news story about this last night, and there was a story in the Quest newspapers. So does that mean that those, at the time we spoke to you, I think it was just Telegraph Road, so they've presumably they've rolled out, they've been a success?
That one has been, and we're increasing the trial. We've just added another 5 level crossings to the trial. And as we spoke about in December as well, this is about CCTV cameras, not static cameras, but CCTV monitoring the behaviour of drivers at our 6 most problematic level crossings, and using that footage to work with police to determine what level of fine they may get, or help us in recovering the cost of the damage to that level crossing. All of that is sort of after the fact, but the real outcome we want is to make sure that we prevent it happening in the first place, just to save lives.
Has anyone been fined yet as a result of any footage captured by any of those cameras?
I can't comment specifically on that, but we're working with police on a number of incidences.
Let's bring in these bridge clearance cameras then. I regard myself as being quite observant, so I reckon that these have just appeared. Am I right, or have I just not seen them before?
They are just being rolled out. They're failing you. This is what we call our bridge impact detection system. So if you combine the work we're doing with level crossings and you think about bridge strikes, we're doing everything we can, and we're using the latest technology to protect both of those, because first of all, they're life-threatening if things go wrong. Second of all, they're incredibly disruptive to the continuity of our service. So I think the customers of Queensland Rail get fed up when they hear about people driving through boom gates or striking bridges. In this case, the bridge impact detection system is using the latest technology. We think we're the first in the world to do it. It uses a combination of infrared laser detectors and speed impact detectors and CCTV to actually stop them hitting the bridge in the first place. It's not about capturing them while they've done.
Okay, so what happens then? The camera, a vehicle's too tall, it's detected by a laser?
Yes, it is.
And then what happens?
Then a warning signal is flashing at them before they even get to the bridge, saying, you are over height, turn around. So they will be left with no doubt that if they roll the dice and try to get under that bridge, they're not going to make it.
Does any legislation exist to fine people who get stuck under bridges?
There were fines that went up on the 31st of March to 4 demerit points and $400 for bridge strikes.
Okay. It does. The sign says clearance camera. It sort of implies that you're going to be photographed and fined, but really it's more, it sort of should say there's a lay, I mean, I guess it's complicated to try to explain it on a sign, isn't it? But a laser will detect whether you're too tall, and it will warn you is what it really should say, or what it really means.
Absolutely, and we're using the cameras to actually detect how effective they are, to be honest, the CCTV, and it's only one part of the protection. Mm. So
you are filming. You are filming at those bridges as well.
We are filming at the bridges, but what I'm pleased with is that the footage that's now being sent to me about these shows how many bridge strikes we have avoided by people turning up, coming close to the bridge and having the flashing warning sign make them change their behaviour and turn around.
Okay, finally, we might have cracked this.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about the fact that this will have a big impact on reducing bridge strikes, and you combine that with some of the innovative level crossing work we're doing, we may finally be breaking through.
Well done. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Spencer.
Paul Scurrer, CEO of Queensland Rail. 22-8. I do like a good news story on a Friday, and I can't pick a bad point in that story. If there's something that I've missed, make sure you let me know.